This is a story of Maharaj Bharata and the black deer. While still in the prime of youth, it said he was 24 years old, Bharat Maharaj gave up his beautiful wife, palace, kingdom, and all royal opulence. He retired alone to the Haridwar and spent his time at Pulaha Ashram. He used to collect various flowers and twigs and tulsi leaves and water from Gandaki and offer these things to Krishna. He was very satisfied. He had no desires for material pleasure. By his continual bhakti, he developed love for Krishna and experienced some symptoms of bhava. His hair would stand on end and tears would flow from his eyes. He was always meditating on the beautiful reddish lotus feet of Lord Krishna. He forgot, it says, when his mind dove into the lake of ecstatic love, he forgot about the rules and regulations of Vaidhi, because he's living on a platform of bhav. Maharaj Bharat looked very beautiful, dressed in deer skin. One day, while he was chanting, a pregnant black doe was running in fear of a lion's roar. When that doe leaped across the river, it dropped a baby in the water because she was pregnant. It was a miscarriage. Maharaj Bharat felt compassion for that struggling deer, baby deer. He brought it back to his ashram. He used to take care of it. He was feeding it grass and protecting the deer and became very affectionate towards it. He was always trying to arrange for the comfort, and he would sometimes even kiss the deer out of love. He was so absorbed in caring for his deer that he gradually forgot Krishna and gave up all his practices of spiritual life. He was thinking, oh, this poor deer has no relatives. It knows no one but me. I am the father, mother, brother, and relative of this deer. The deer has full faith in me. I must take care of it and raise it properly. So he was so attached to the deer that Maharaj Bharat, he would sleep with the deer, bathe it, walk with it, even ate his food with the deer. He is completely bound with intense love to this deer. He always took the deer with him into the forest to protect him. He was attracted to the childish behavior of the deer. Sometimes he carried on his shoulders, keep it on his lap while he was sleeping, upon his chest. He felt great pleasure from fondling the little animal. It sounds like people and their dogs in America. He was always careful. If he was doing some activities, he would get up and search for the deer to make sure he was safe and sound. And at night he would bestow blessings on the deer. May you be happy in all respects. One day at sunset he couldn't find the deer and he became mad searching for it. He started remembering the playful antics of the deer and said, oh, when will that deer come back to pacify my burning heart? When I was pretending to meditate, the deer would fearfully touch me with the points of his soft horns. He got up from his reverie and searched for the deer, and he saw the footprints of the deer and started glorifying them. And he saw the dark spots on the moon. It reminded him of his black deer baby friend. Somehow he, due to his past sins, he gave up the worship of Krishna. His prarabdha karma came to him. Or let's say, in closer inspection, we could say that due to his intense attachment to that deer, he started to neglect his spiritual life. He was wandering about, searching for the deer. In the middle of the night, he fell off a cliff and he was dying, lying upon the ground. And suddenly the deer came sitting next to him, lamenting like a son watching his father about to die. Bharat Maharaj became absorbed in thinking of the deer. And next life he became a deer, the black deer, who was formerly known as Bharat Maharaj, the emperor of the earth. It's a very special deer that somehow or other he didn't forget his previous life. He can remember all the past activities, and sometimes he would repent within his mind. That little black deer would think in his mind, "Oh, I fell down from bhakti in my last life, gave up my palace and family and everything, and practiced Krishna consciousness. But due to my foolishness, I got attached to this deer and I became one." So repenting in that way, that deer eventually became detached, or let's say that Atma became detached from the deer's body. He returned to the ashram, Pulaha Ashram at Haridwar. And that deer, let's say Maharaj Bharat, or the Atma of Maharaj Bharat in that deer, he was carefully avoided any bad association. Finally gave up his deer's body, and in that body of a deer he was praying as follows, as Gajendra in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam also remembered some prayers that he had previously recited when he was inhabiting the human body of a king in his previous life. Somehow he remembered. So somehow Maharaj Bharat, now stuck in the body of a deer, could remember a beautiful prayer. And he spoke that at his last moment before dying in his deer body. The Supreme Personality of Sri Krishna is the controller of the entire creation. And Sri Krishna is the Supreme Soul residing in every living entity. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna is the personification of sacrifice and mystic yoga. And Krishna is so beautiful, Shyam Sundar. Now by destiny I am leaving this body of a deer, offering obeisances to my Lord Sri Krishna, and hoping that I may perpetually engage in Sri Krishna's eternal loving service.